I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe. In 2013, Brittany Spencer moved from her hometown of Baltimore, Maryland to Nashville because she loved country music. Once she got there, she focused on songwriting, singing background vocals for artists like Carrie Underwood, and she even interned for our World Cafe Nashville correspondent, Jesse Scott, at WMOT. While Jesse has been cheering Brittany on for a while, the larger country community has really started to take notice of Brittany as a solo artist over the last year. Brittany earned praise from the High Women after posting a cover of one of their songs to Twitter, and as the buzz around that cover was building, a fan pointed out Brittany's skill as a writer with one of her originals, If You Say So. That led to an invitation from Amanda Shires to create a song together. Since then, Brittany has written with Amanda, her fellow High Woman, Maren Morris, and Amanda's husband, Jason Isbell. Now, Brittany's just about to go on tour opening for Jason. She's going to talk about all of that with Jesse Scott. But first, a live recording of her song, Damn Right, You're Wrong. Brittany Spencer on World Cafe.
I've been working real hard at people pleasing, pageant trains at the parlor reaching for crowns. I don't need another sad whiskey anthem. My self-esteem don't move with this crowd. So I'm gonna drown all this pressure of holding on. Do something so prove it all. Time and time again, yeah, I faked my song just to be alone. You thought you had me figured out. Oh well, yes, you were wrong. Damn right you're wrong. So wrong. Well, I wonder if they know I left the party. Shit, friends let their friends drive lonely round here. Trying to live up to the golden standard. It feels like they're ahead of me by lies. So I'm gonna trial all this pressure of holding on to something so prove wrong. Small, I couldn't fit in, so I guess you were wrong. Guess you were wrong. Damn right, you're wrong. Time and time again, I faked my song just to be alone. You thought you had me figured out. Oh well, guess you were wrong.
I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe with Brittany Spencer. Welcome to the cafe. I'm so happy to talk to you today.
Oh, I am so happy to be here. I'm happy to be talking to you, Jesse. So this is a real treat for me.
Well, me too. And we should say that we have some history together.
Yes, we do.
Which is such a sweet thing.
Yes, you gave me my first job on radio. At Roots Radio, WMLT, and I remember it was like a practicum, like an internship, and I was working for you just like as your assistant, and within like a month or two, you gave me my own show. Honestly, so much of what I know about how to conduct an interview and how to just do public speaking on any recorded format, honestly, I learned watching you, you know.
Well, I'm so happy, A, that you took those things away, but I'm even happier with what's going on with you. I have been watching just kind of in the corner as things have popped over the last couple of years. And I could not be more excited for the trajectory that you are on. And it's just such a sweet thing to, you know, to watch your ascendance. It's so rapid. We just heard a live version of Damn Right You're Wrong. Now, that's one of the songs on your Compassion EP, which came out at the end of the year. Did you put that out yourself?
I did it with my friends over at Common Exchange. They've honestly, they've been part of my musical process and journey.
How did you meet the folks at Common Exchange?
Yeah. So Common Exchange is the name of the label for pretty much this creative hub called Common Hymnal. And I met them randomly years ago while in the studio recording background vocals for a band in Nashville. And the whole premise is that they write a lot of socially conscious, spiritual, and worship music. And honestly, I started off just writing with them because they're just fun people. And I thought, oh, cool, I can say some things here that I probably can't say in country music, which is what I was mainly writing in Nashville. And so I thought it would just be an outlet, really, for me to be able to say some of the things that I was kind of just seeing in the world. And it ended up being this incredible place that helped me realize that I didn't need to compartmentalize and that I should bring all those thoughts and all that storytelling and all those, songwriting skills I acquired there. I should be bringing that into my personal music as well. And so they've just been a huge part of my process and even helping me figure out a lot of what I want to say and what I felt like I needed to say, particularly for my first EP, Compassion, which I honestly didn't even know that anyone would even listen to. So I'm just shocked all the time whenever I realize people know that I exist. I just wasn't expecting it, but I attribute so much to the Common Hymnal community.
We're talking to Brittany Spencer today on The World Cafe. Let's talk about what brought you to Nashville. What was in your vision that landed you here?
I want to do country music. I've been wanting to do it since I was a teenager, living in Baltimore, Maryland, listening to the Chicks for the first time, and then later listening to Reba and Taylor Swift. And, you know, it's a crazy thing. I mean, it was something about Taylor Swift that really made me feel like I could do country music, if I'm honest. Just the idea that she's from Pennsylvania, she's really poetic in her songwriting style, and she didn't have a twang. It was something about that that made this Baltimore girl think, oh, I can actually do this.
Baltimore isn't exactly known for its country scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of music were you surrounded with growing up?
Yeah. So growing up, I grew up in church. So my family, my whole family listens to gospel music. But my parents, they both divorced and got remarried when I was a pretty young age. And all of them listened to different styles of music. So there was gospel, there was R&B, there was like soft rock music. I don't know, like soft, like singer-songwriter music. And then I'm also, at the time as a kid, I'm studying classical music all through middle and high school. And so I'm just, you know, singing at classical competitions and doing jazz and doing Broadway standards and all these different things. And I'm going to church and I'm singing there. And our churches that we went to usually were in the hood. So I'm just getting music and culture and all sorts of things and blackness and all these things all at once, you know. And so Baltimore is not known for having a lot of, I guess, country music, like bands. But the radio station there is consistently one of the biggest listened to, I guess, radio stations in Baltimore. So it's crazy. We have a huge, like, audience for country music in Baltimore. For me, country music is storytelling and being able to really communicate a story in a song. And I know that there are plenty of other genres that do that. It's not the only one. It's not the only genre known for storytelling. But for me, it's where my heart gravitated to. It's the place where I found a home.
Certainly, I think you're absolutely right. Country is known for telling tales of real life. Mm-hmm. And that's so much of a hallmark of what you do with your music. Can you talk about that as a process? How much of you is in your songs, or are they observations of life?
I think it's a combination of both. I just want people to hear whatever stories I've written, whether it's based off of my life or what I've observed or whatever I've imagined, and still find a piece of themselves and be able to connect in that way. Because I think that's the point of music, connection.
Let's listen to another song from the Compassion EP, Sorry's Don't Work No More, a live recording on the World Cafe from Brittany Spencer.
I try to apologize, but I can't seem to find the words. I called you up in August, hoping I could be honest, but you never let me speak. And it hurts me to know you trust in me. Yeah, it hurts me that I let time run out the door, and now my sorries don't work no more. Oh, oh. I lie awake, I lie straight to your face in hopes of sparing you the pain. My heart are prisoners, chained to all they remember. You still look at me the same, but I can't bring my guilty lips to say that it hurts me to know. Now my sorries don't work no more. Now you don't owe me anything. I take all the blame. I know it's hard. Now we can't even be friends, and it hurts me to know you trust in me. Yeah, it hurts. And now my sorries don't work no more. My sorries don't work no more. My sorries don't. don't work no more.
You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville. We're talking with Brittany Spencer as she shares live recordings of songs from her Compassion EP and her upcoming music. You have such a sweet voice. When did you know that it was pleasing to other people?
I think when they started telling me. I went to churches where a lot of times people, like, it's very high energy, and people a lot of times are singing in a way that sometimes for me, I like felt like I couldn't really do. Like, I can't squall and growl and do all that stuff like I would want to, like, you know, so many of the people that I looked up to growing up could do. And so people would say, you have such a sweet tone, you know, definitely lean into that or don't doubt that. And I thought, okay, cool. I need to, you know, embrace this thing that made me feel like I was somewhat different from a lot of the folks that I looked up to. I don't know. I think I like my voice. It took a little second, honestly. Like, it took a little second. And there was actually a moment in my life where I was like, do I actually have a good voice? Like, you know, I know I'm singing. I never had that moment in my life where I said, I'm going to be a singer. Like, I just always sing. But I had a moment where I had to think, do I actually think I can sing? Do I like my voice? Am I good enough? Is this, you know, something people actually want to hear?
Well, I think you have an incredible gift, and I am not the only one. Do you want to talk about how you got on the radar of Jason Isbell and the High Women, and how did that happen? Because I'm not the only one who thinks you have a sweet voice.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse. I met Amanda Shires on Twitter. I posted a cover of Crowded Table by the High Women, and both Amanda Shires and Maren Morris reposted it and invited me to come and sing with them. And like, I think a few minutes after Amanda posted me and invited me to come and sing with them, I think someone, I don't even know who it was, and I want to thank them, but they tweeted a video that's on my YouTube channel. And it has like, I mean, at the time it had like maybe 200 views or something. And they said she's a songwriter too. And it's a song that I have called If You Say So. And I wrote it by myself. And I think I have that listed there on the, I guess, the comment section of the YouTube page. And he says she writes too. And so Amanda, she messages me and says, oh, so you write. Let's write a Christmas song. And this was last year. And I was like, sure, cool. You know, I've not really written Christmas songs. This is fun. And so about a month later, we didn't write a Christmas song, but I did end up writing with her and Jason and Maren. And that was the first time I met any of them in person. And they've just been incredible. I mean, I love Jason and Amanda. They're like extended family for me. They've just opened their doors to me in ways that I still can't really comprehend. But we just have so much fun, and they're just incredible people, and they've been really supportive. And I'm going on tour with Jason. I don't know. I just still pinch myself thinking that I get to have such incredible people and artists as friends.
Well, I would say also it's part of the reason why you come to Nashville, and what you find here are amazing people that are creatives, that are, they bring people into the fold, and it isn't a competition as much as it's a collaboration. Since you referenced the song that, you know, blew up in the best use of social networking ever, let's listen to it. This is If You Say So on the World Cafe with Brittany Spencer.
Promise is made all by itself, and none of it breaks without some help. 7 months in, we walked the aisle. I don't feel your hand in this right now.
it too fast, or didn't know enough. Maybe we could weather storms with a young love. Well, we can hold tight, we can try a little bit harder, we can let go. Maybe if you say so, we can make it alright till the next fight comes a knock and we can let go. Maybe if you say so. The scores we keep are going up, but I don't wanna be the one to shut it down. Now we can hold tight, we can try a little bit harder, we can let go. Baby, if you say so, we can make it alright till the next fight comes a knock and we can let go. Baby, if you say so.
Brittany Spencer is our guest today on The World Cafe. The song we just heard is If You Say So. So you're being named one of the next generation women in country. How does that feel?
That's insane. That is insane. I don't know. I feel like I'm in such good company. You know, I love the new artists that are coming out. I mean, truly, I mean, between like Lainey Wilson, Priscilla Block, Tennille Arts, Tierra, Willie Jones, I'm just such a fan of the up and coming country class is what I probably call it in my mind. I just think there's so much talent and everybody is so different. It makes me so happy. You know, there's a little something for everybody, you know, and if you don't like one thing, it's probably 100 other things to pick from, you know, just. It's like a buffet right now in country music. Literally, just grab a plate.
So let me ask what your family is saying about what's going on with you.
Oh, gosh. My family is very animated. And so they are very animated. And they definitely are very expressive about everything happening for me. Like, my dad, like, there are times my dad has just texted me or called me and been like, I can't believe this is your life now. And I'm like, me either, Dad? This is weird. But they've been so supportive, just even getting to be with them and include them. Like when I did the CBS This Morning interview, just having the camera crew go to my dad's house and the person who creative directed or co-creative directed the video for my song Sober and Skinny is my brother. My brother lives in New York. And his partner does all of my wardrobe.
Oh, it's so awesome. And since you mentioned your latest single, Sober and Skinny, I will say that that title really pulls you in. It sounds like it's going to be really fun. But then through the song, it shows a relationship that's really pretty difficult. And it's just a country tune. It's just structured country. Do you see yourself ever crossing over to pop?
You know, I do love pop music. I really do. And I think there is some pop element, honestly, to much of what I do. So that's why I'm so grateful that country pop is a thing. because I also make music that I think can just be really interchangeable. If you change the sonic structure, it really could be a pop song, sometimes an R&B song. It's just, I like writing music like that.
So is this going to be on an album?
You know, we'll just have to see. We're still recording some more music. And honestly, I just love this song and I just wanted to put it out. And I know that that's a very, like, probably like a very pop model where people just put out singles and you just don't even know. And sometimes it doesn't even show up on an album until a year, year and a half later. But I kind of like that. I just want to put out something because I felt strongly about it and we just put it out.
I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe. Brittany Spencer is my guest. Let's hear another live performance that you recorded for us. This is Sober and Skinny.
Oh, oh, I empty the fridge, you empty the bottle. We're stacking up a mountain of hard pills we'll have to swallow. I cope in the kitchen, your remedy's the cupboard. We both got different vices and they lead us to each other. 'Cause you overdrink and I overeat. We're underthinking everything. And every night we swear it's gonna change. But in a perfect world, you get sober, I get skinny. We live off more than pennies, writing checks that we can cash, and keeping all our promises. We got faith, we got each other. We grow up and we get better. Things need fixing, we got plenty. When you get sober, I'll get skinny. Mm-hmm. You get sober, I'll get skinny. Oh, you want me to shrink? Well, I think we should talk to one. Find a comfy couch and let out all the we've kept inside since we were young and so numb. Now we find ways to cover up. If we keep going how we're going, what will we become? 'Cause in a perfect world, you get sober, I get skinny. We live off for more than pennies, writing checks that we can cash, and keeping all our promises. We got faith, we got each other. We grow up and we get better. Things need fixing, we got plenty. When you get sober, I'll get skinny. Oh, 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 oh. It's easy to imagine all our problems disappear like magic in an honest world. You're not sober, I'm not skinny. We're getting by on borrowed pennies, writing checks they'll never cash, and breaking all our promises. We got faith, we got each other, and maybe we'll grow old together. Things need fixing, we got plenty. When you get sober, I'll get skinny. When you get sober, I'll get skinny. Yeah. When you get sober, I'll get skinny. Oh, it's easy to imagine.
Brittany Spencer with a live recording of her latest song, Sober and Skinny. Brittany, it's such a delight to catch up with you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so, so much for having me, Jesse. You're amazing.
I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville. More in a moment on the World Cafe.